This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1173, Perfect Participles for IELTS Grammar Scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Don't let irregular past participles trip you up on IELTS speaking. Today, we share four verbs that even natives often use incorrectly. Listen up so you can avoid these mistakes on test day.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, Aubrey. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm good. We're in a very wet spring here. It has rained more than it ever has in Portland. Like, it's ridiculous. And I want everyone to notice I used the present perfect there.
Yes, exactly right. We're talking about the present perfect today. You guys, we have discussed this in previous episodes, you may have heard, but this time we're focusing a little bit on the past participles because recently I have heard, there it is again, lots of mistakes, natives making mistakes with past participles.
And I hear students make a mistake with that exact structure all the time. I hear students say, I have here. All the time. I hear students say that, right? So guys, like Aubrey just said, even natives sometimes make mistakes with these past participles. The reason why this grammar today is so important for you guys, getting this present perfect correct, you need a variety of grammar structures. And we basically only use like three grammar structures. I mean, most of our verb tenses, not grammar structures, verb tenses. Most of the verb tenses we use, right? It's going to be present simple, past simple, or present perfect. Yeah?
Exactly.
So let's perfect those three.
Yes, right? We have this huge list of them when you look in a grammar book. We just don't use most of them very often. So you shouldn't be planning on trying to force yourself to use them in the speaking exam. It's not going to sound very natural, and it's really easy to make mistakes. But this one, present perfect, you are likely to use. You need to make sure you've got the grammar down.
You should. So when do we use present perfect? Now, again, guys, we are teaching you the real way you should use it. The way natives use it, the way it will be correct most likely on the exam, okay? Grammar books teach you different stuff. It's not always correct. Like, grammar books always teach you to use present perfect to describe something that started in the past and continues to the present. Now, that is correct, but natives don't usually use it like that. We use past continuous for stuff like that, like past present continuous. Present perfect continuous. I have been living in Portland for 6 years. That's what natives would use. That's the verb tense. Now, when do we use present perfect? We use it to introduce past experiences, things finished in the past when we don't say, we don't care, or we don't know when. Okay? So introducing past experiences, you should be using present perfect.
Yeah, this is perfect for part one and for introducing part two, because often you want to give that little bit of background information, but it doesn't matter when that happened. It just happened sometime in the past. Present perfect is perfect for that. So you want to be ready. And today's grammar lesson is going to give you these little inside tips of what to watch out for, because there is a pitfall here that past participles can be irregular. They're different from the verb that you use for past simple, which can be tricky.
You know, I remember when I worked in Taiwan and I would hear students in English class reciting the different verb tenses and the irregular verbs, like swim, swam, swum, swim, swam, swum. And so like whenever I worked with an adult student and they made a mistake and I would be like, is that correct? Is that the past participle? They would stop and be like, swim, swam, swum. No, I have swum. And so the point is that like, I feel like most of the time we use present perfect is with these irregular past participles. Like, yep. It's more common to use irregular ones than regular ones. So, guys, we're going to outline four past participles that are irregular that we hear mistakes with all the time so you guys can at least get these correct because you will likely use these on the exam.
Yes, exactly. Okay, let's dive into the first one, which I just heard yesterday at a taco shop. Girl next to me, she looked very well educated, and yet she said this sentence. Ready for it?
Okay,
yeah. This is the incorrect, right? The only reason I knew that was because of what she had wrote to me the day before. And my teacher brain is like, ouch, this hurts my ears.
I don't like that. So that's past perfect, which I like because students often ask about when to use it. Past perfect we can only use to talk about something that happened before something else in the past. So we're talking about two past actions. And this one describes the first one, right? So had, wrote, no, guys, written. And here's a pronunciation point. We usually don't say written, right? We use that glottal stop. Written, had written, has written.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Exactly, right? So that one's very common, right? That even though, you know, I wrote past tense, the past participle is written, so you can't just use the past tense of a verb and expect it to be right, right? So just like you said here for past perfect and for present perfect, these can be different. So written, write, wrote, this one you have to keep an eye on because there's a good chance you will talk about on the speaking test something you have written at some point.
Well, you're asked about school and education, past and present in part one. I know there was a question about like, would you ever want to write a novel? Ooh. Or would you want to write a book in the future? It was in a group of handwriting questions in part one. So yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, you have to use this structure there, right? So guys, just to check in, quick review, the perfect tenses are the verb have plus a past participle, right? Just a quick check-in for you guys. So here's another irregular we hear used incorrectly, even by natives sometimes, from the verb drink, which is also irregular. So we hear this all the time. I have drank. Man, I seriously hear people say this, I have drank coffee for years, and I don't think that it's unhealthy. So again, if you're talking about daily habits, right? This is a common sentence. Now, that was incorrect, but it's still something we hear. So what is the correct sentence?
Right. You would say drunk. I have drunk coffee for years. And I think the reason people say drink so often is they're shying away from saying I have drunk because maybe it sounds like they're saying I am drunk.
Totally.
And they want to avoid saying anything like that. I think that's what it is.
I totally agree. I know that I've questioned myself in my mind sometimes, like, really? Like, drunk is the past participle. It's the past participle. It does not mean alcohol. It's just a verb tense. Not verb tense, verb form. Ah, we must be correct here at IELTS Energy. Okay, we have two more examples for you guys so you don't make these common mistakes. So the verb swim, irregular, right? This is incorrect. Sentences we have heard students say, and maybe natives, I have swam there before. On IELTS, there could be questions about water sports, about activities near the water, about just swimming as a topic in part one. So that sentence is incorrect. What is the correct sentence?
You would say, I have swum there before. I hear my kids say this wrong all the time. They'll come in from the pool and say, I have swam, and I correct them. They're kids. They're learning. This is difficult. But I also hear adults make this mistake with the verb swim as well. It almost sounds a little funny to hear I have swum because people say it wrong so often.
Swum does sound kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
But it's correct, you guys. Okay. And now, you know, these are small mistakes for sure. But mistakes of verb tense and word form do impact your score. Now, word form is part of your vocabulary score, but these mistakes would actually impact the grammar score, okay? And these are mistakes that are obvious to an examiner ear, right? So these are mistakes you really do not want to make on your speaking test or writing, but today we're focused on speaking. All right, the last one with the verb eat. Oh, this one gives me the shivers. It's so bad. So here is an incorrect sentence. I have ate so many exotic foods like fried grasshoppers. Oh, man, that felt so wrong saying that.
No, it sounds so terrible. It should be I have eaten. I have eaten so many exotic foods. Oh, natives say this wrong all the time. It's funny. I have a good friend who's in Mexico right now, and she just texted that she ate fried grasshoppers in salsa. They made salsa, and it had bits of fried grasshoppers in it.
Delicious. Extra sounds, protein.
Right? Why not? All the extra protein.
So guys, we know that you find these grammar episodes very useful. So please share this episode with a friend who is studying IELTS or just an English student, right? Grammar helps everybody. Go ahead and share it from your podcast app, guys. And also remember to get your free estimated IELTS band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore. All right, Rad. Aubrey, this has been fun.
Yes, it has been extremely fun. I love some good present perfect grammar.
I love some great participle conversations. All right, Aubrey, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.